And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony
what?
Rose.
No.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
The people.
It is a special weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We always want to give you a dope pod to step to, not just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but also on the weekend. And this weekend is my favorite weekend of the entire year, because this weekend I say goodbye to my family. I kiss them all. And I say I have to go to Detroit. I have to go to Detroit for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. The event on Sunday night is always fun. Shake hands, kiss babies, support Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. And then, of course, the golf on Monday. But you know what I told my wife this year, Jalen Rose?
What's that?
I'm flying on Saturday. That's right. Flying on Saturday.
Yeah.
She don't know that I can fly Sunday, but I'm definitely flying Saturday. Booked myself a massage for Sunday. I'll be at the spa.
Yes.
I'm gonna sleep in.
Yes.
And
you deserve Jalen, you deserve it.
For those that don't know, what is the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy?
I appreciate your love and support, family. Whether it's taking time out of your schedule from your family, donating your hard-earned dollars, raising us dollars, whether it's running a marathon or winning a love and this idea of mine come to fruition, where we now educate over 1,100 young people that are currently in high school and secondary education, meaning community college, college or university, trade school, military, and we're really committed to changing the lives of young people in metropolitan Detroit. And I must shout our fearless principal, Lewis, who's done a terrific job being in the school day in, day out, doing the heavy lifting. My co-founder, Michael Carter, Michelle, who you know is working really hard to try to make sure everything happens with the golf outing, all of the donors, all of the sponsors, Platinum Equity and Tom Gores. It's me speaking, but I promise you, it's so many people who have made this possible. So many people that have made this possible. And lastly, I want to thank the parents. I want to thank the students for believing and trusting in my vision. I got off the phone with Anderson Hunt, the Final Four MVP of 1990, UNLV running Rebels, my big brother, OG. I ran into him at the Southwestern celebration. And while we're giving that, you know what he did to make me proud? He said, what? Will you come to my daughter's graduation party? Because she's graduating from Michigan State in December. I'm talking to him about Southwestern and hooping. He's talking to me about his daughter that graduated from JRLA, that's now about to graduate from Michigan State. And so time and time again, I just ran into a young lady, Jacoby, downtown Detroit, and her mom. I was at Central Kitchen having lunch, where we're having our venue on Sunday. A lady comes over to me, gives me a major hug. She said, I got to go get my daughter. This was one of the young scholarship recipients of the Jalen Rose Charitable Endowment that I have at U of M. She said, I couldn't afford to send my daughter to Michigan. That made it possible. And now she's a success story. So this is actually the charity that makes it to the community. We are a nonprofit. And when you look back at the journey of JRLA, I say this respectfully, I'm no superstar. And I didn't have sponsors and people lined up to give me blank checks in order to educate young people in Detroit. I'm not able to try to get a facility as a real estate play, because the real estate in Detroit is depreciating. So for me, this is really a labor of love that has become such a success story. And for us to be over 10 years and hosting a golf outing, that's a fundraiser, I'm so very fortunate. I'm so very thankful. And we just gonna keep making it better, bigger, stronger, and much better.
Well put, Mr. Rose. Look forward to supporting the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy this weekend. If you go to jrladetroit.com, you can also support the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. Jalen, this is the pod exclusive. This is where I can really speak. Just me and you talking here, right? No one's going to hear this, right?
Just me and you.
So I have a confession to make. I've never, ever signed up for an OnlyFans account, but I've thought about it. I've visited some OnlyFans pages. I've really thought about it. I've clicked on it, and they're like, do you want to create a login? And I was like, am I really about to do this? Nope. The married man? But there's some news about OnlyFans. OnlyFans is now going to ban explicit content. So they're no longer going to have sexually explicit content on OnlyFans. What else is on OnlyFans?
What?
Correct. I thought that was the sole purpose.
Yeah. I was like, what is it? What is it now? Like, have you ever signed up for an OnlyFans, Jalen Rose?
Not at all. Not gonna be able to do it. There's certain things, Jacoby. I try to act my age, and if you know I wasn't gonna rush to sign up to Instagram, you know I ain't rushing to sign up to TikTok or OnlyFans.
Well, we'll see what the future of OnlyFans is, but this seems like a bad business decision, if you ask me. Because the OnlyFans pages that I visited that I considered giving my credit card number for, it was very explicit content. It was very explicit content. But I have never, and I will never, sign up for an OnlyFans. We have some news in the technology world. Elon Musk is a big thinker. He's sending people to space. And he debuted the Tesla bot. The Tesla bot is a robot that looks like a person. It's 5'8". Is 125 pounds, it can deadlift 150 pounds, and it says it's friendly. It says on there that it's friendly, and it says it eliminates dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks. Jalen Rose, will you be buying a Tesla bot?
I will not. There's certain things I like to do on my own. Like, I don't want to have a car that drives itself. That don't make me feel comfortable. And while I appreciate the advancements in technology, and of course, you know, STEM is a huge part of, you know, advancing how we do things in society. Like the robot thing, you just said it. You quantified it by saying it, that he's nice. So that means he could be made mean too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that you had to write on there, it says friendly. It just says it's friendly. I was like, wait a second. You have to tell me that's friendly? Like, are we making mean
Correct.
Robots?
Correct.
I don't like that. I don't like that,
that
at all.
That part. There you go. Exactly. So for them to acknowledge that he... And he lifts 150 pounds. Like, he's stronger than me. Well, I don't want a robot stronger than me.
I don't want a robot at the crib. I do not want a robot at the crib.
No.
No, thank
and
you.
And it's one of those things. It's one of those things like your internet connection. Like, you underestimate how much the government is really into us.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, okay. Conspiracy theory, Jalen Rose. So you're trying to tell me that the government is monitoring your internet usage.
What?
Hey, dog, let me tell you something.
QAnon, dog. QAnon, Jalen.
Let me tell you something, dog. What's that speaker in the house that...
Alexa.
Siri. Alexa.
Siri,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So do you know that that has been proven that the government and other... factions have tapped into those and have listened to people in their homes. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Does not sound legal, but also sounds boring. Like, whatever government official is tapping into my device and listening to me and my wife complain about who's washing the dishes or whatever, that just sounds boring. Boring.
Right. Right. But anytime you don't want to, but the whole goal is somebody's listening onto an unsolicited conversation. That's the whole point.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be in your house with your kids and your wife, and you got Alexa and Siri or whoever broadcasting what you're doing to a third party.
No, I do not.
Google Jalen, it. Antonio, I'm not making this up.
Antonio Brown got kicked out of Bucks practice for a fight with a teammate. What do you think about Antonio Brown getting kicked out of practice?
No surprise, he won't be the first or the last football player or athlete to, you know, not only get kicked out of practice for a fight, but in particular if it's a joint practice with another team. It just shows me that he's found his footing again in the NFL, because the last couple of years he didn't know if he was going to be in the league or not. And Tom Brady, by his grace, got him back on the team, got him a Super Bowl ring. So now he can do him.
Yeah, it was a joint practice. So it was someone on the other team, and he got kicked out of practice. But it is an indicator that he's not on his best behavior. Because if you remember, he was bouncing around, playing on the Patriots, leaving the Patriots. Mr. Rose, your guy, Cade Cunningham, with the Cardi Buffs on, Detroit's number one pick.
Awesome.
He said that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time over Michael Jordan. Your thoughts on young Cade's assessment of the GOAT status?
You see LeBron posting Wash King stuff. You see LeBron posting things about age. There isn't going to be too many young players that even say MJ's the best player. One, because they don't want to feel the wrath of LeBron directly or indirectly. And or two, many of them haven't seen MJ play. And they idolized LeBron growing up. So for a 19, 20-year-old kid, that I anticipate and expect him to say that.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I think that like MJ is to someone of Cade's age, like Wilt is to someone of my age. I just never got to see Wilt play. Like, I've seen some clips on YouTube, but I've never seen him play. And we did a stat on the television version, Friday's pod. He had 118 50-point games, Jalen.
What?
118 50-point games.
What?
118.
Correct.
118 50-point games.
Monumental.
So I don't discuss him in the GOAT conversation because I've never seen it with my two eyes, and I feel like the same thing with MJ for people of Cade's age.
Right. Yeah, you normally discuss him what you see, but also there's a recency bias and a currency bias that everybody wants the best person to come from their era. You know, the best rapper, the best movies, the best whatever. And so there's going to be an indirect protection of that also.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Jalen.
What up, though?
There's a debate going on Twitter that I want to talk to you about. Cheers or Seinfeld?
Making a way in the world today takes everything you got. You know, the show that had Kevin McHale on there back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Is my choice. I'm going Cheers. What's your choice?
I have the Cheers cast in my background on this very television program. I ride for Cheers so hard. The original coach and then Woody. Love Cheers. Sam and Diane, will they, won't they? I love Cheers so much. Anyone who's young listening to this podcast needs to check out Cheers. Masai Ujiri said about free agency, it's incredible how every NBA team has a deal done by 6:02, hinting that NBA teams are tampering with players outside of the window in which they're allowed to speak to free agents. Could you ever imagine that's happening in the National Basketball Association?
Been happening, will continue to happen since the beginning of time. It's been happening since the beginning of time. There's no way you can legislate human beings from communicating with each other. There's no way to do that. And especially when they're so very willing. Like, just think about what James Harden did going into last season. The Houston Rockets a couple of years ago thought they were bringing him Dwight, thought they were bringing him CP3, thought they were bringing him Russ. When all of that didn't work, he showed up in camp out of shape and told them he wanted to get traded. Like, that normally didn't happen in the league. And he failed up, as I called it, because not only did he get traded, he got traded to play with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Where he doesn't necessarily even have to be the best player, the go-to guy, the face of the franchise anymore. He's a member of a big three.
Kevin Durant, speaking of, has announced that he has a partnership with Weed Maps, and he's now talking about the benefits of cannabis to athletes. Do you think he will get a test from Adam Silver?
Failed test? Absolutely. The rules have changed in the league from when I played. There was a time when I played where you took a test at the beginning of training camp and then you didn't get tested the rest of the year. Then in the mid-2000s, it was you were subject to up to 4 random tests. Last year in the bubble and as cannabis rules started to change, it seems like the NBA, like many other sports, and rightfully so, have laxed its rules as it relates to testing and or punishing their players for marijuana. So no, this year, I don't expect him to get an email from Adam Silver, but if this was 5 years ago, it'd be a failed test.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that they won't announce it, but they're not testing for marijuana anymore. I don't think they'll announce it, but I think they're done testing for marijuana. It's just too, the laws have laxed too much. It's too acceptable now. A couple things. Our guy LaMelo Ball, my favorite player in the National Basketball Association until Lance gets hired by a team, is renting out his Rolls Royce when he's out of town. Soft move or boss move, renting out your own Rolls Royce when you are LaMelo Ball.
Dog, we live in an era of Uber and Lyft and Airbnb. This is a boss move. This is what Rick Ross talks about this all of the time. Take these assets that you purchase and allow them to make money for you. So, yeah, he got that big grand house that he bought from Evander Holyfield years ago, but now Rick Ross is renting it out for video shoots, renting out his cars and doing that type of thing. So this is definitely a hustler's move and a boss move.
I love this. I love when rich people pinch pennies, because I know a few rich people, and rich people like yourself. You said you were in Miami last week, and they tried to charge you $500 for a cabana. I know you got $500, Jalen. I know what you made.
They're trying to take advantage of me, though.
It is public. It's public information. I just love it when rich people, you could easily have sprung that $500 just comfortably relaxing that cabana with your towels, kicking it in Miami. But no, you decided not to pay the $500, sleep next to the cabana, and then sneak in the cabana when the cabana guy left. That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, I gave the guy a nice tip. It was a win-win-win for everybody. I got my nap, he got his tip.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Well, shout to LaMelo Ball for renting out his Rolls Royce. How much do you think it costs to rent a Rolls Royce? How much would you pay for rent a Rolls Royce for a day?
It sounds like that should cost a G.
A day?
Yeah, a G. Yeah, it costs a G. Got to cover the insurance and all of that stuff. Yeah, a G. Think about like a rent. There's certain SUVs you can pay cost you $200.
I guess.
Yeah, I say a G.
Yeah, no, there's no chance. There's no chance I'm paying $1,000 to rent a car. Unless it comes with a driver and like a meal. So this is the weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We always want to give the people what they want. And part of that is just listening to the people. So our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. And again, 98580 Jalen. Every single day, we make sure that we make you, the listeners of Jalen and Jacoby, a part of the show. So call 98580 Jalen. You leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this one.
What up, Jalen Jacoby? Chase calling from New Orleans. Shout out to Rich. So I'm going out of town to celebrate a friend's birthday party. And one of the things I found out we're doing is going to a strip club. Now, I'm 25. And I'd never been to one before. But I always wanted to see what the hype was about with the chicken wings, if they're true. My girlfriend is also going to be there. Right. It's also going to be her first time, too. She says she's going to bring, like, $20 worth in one. Well, I have no idea what I'm going to do. So my questions to you guys are, how much money should I bring? What should I wear? And how should I act in a strip club with my girlfriend around? I know from you guys not to wear shorts, not to wear anything white, and definitely don't pay to go to the private room. I just want to make sure I enjoy my time, eat some wings, support the entrepreneurs, and not get a stare down from my girlfriend. Also, soft move or boss move? Going to a strip club days before your PhD program starts. Let me know what you guys think. You giving the people what they want. Thanks, guys.
Well, Chase, I believe that's your name. Chase came to the right place. Chase, New Orleans, shout to you. Being 25-year-old and living in New Orleans and still never been to a strip club, congratulations. You're about to enjoy yourself. So let's address his questions one item at a time, with the best one, the last one, being going to the strip club with a girlfriend. Always a boss move to go to the strip club, number one. Number two, how much money should you bring? Your girlfriend's going to need more than $20. Maybe she's telling you she's bringing $20, so you bring money for her. But what you don't want to do is spend more than you have. But what you do want to do is make sure that you have enough to enjoy yourself and to support the lovely entertainers that will be entertaining you. So, I don't know what your financial status is, but I'm going to put a number at like $300. Cap yourself at $300. That's you're going to enjoy yourself. You can spend some money. You can buy a couple drinks. But you're not going to go home and cry because you don't have enough money for rent. So, clothing-wise, Jalen, what clothes should this young man, I believe his name is Chase, wear to the strip club?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love and support. Call 985-80-JALEN, just like this caller, to get advice about anything, and you came to the right place. Let me address the first thing. Jacoby, I don't think you heard the letters PhD. You got to take more than $300. if this is first time with him and his wife, listen to Jalen on this one. You got to take a G. Walk into that place with less than $1,000 in your pocket. Listen
Whoa.
To me. I got you.
What?
I got
I've
you.
I've never spent $1,000 at an adult establishment in my life. In my life.
Let me teach you something, sir. I didn't say spend $1,000. I said take $1,000. And here's why. When you go with your girlfriend, it ain't gonna even be about you having fun no more. It's gonna be about y'all having fun, and you are making sure she has fun. That's a whole different experience. And so you gotta have money to facilitate that. If your girl wanna get a dance by one girl, dance by two girls, wanna get both of y'all dances, wanna get massages, wanna get food, wanna get drinks, wanna buy drinks for other people, you just have to have the money for the flexibility. I ain't saying you necessarily need to spend it. The other thing I'll say, since you're going with your girlfriend, if you were going with your homeboys, I'll say sweatpants and jogging pants. 101. Since you're going with your girlfriend, it don't matter. You can rock your khakis, rock your jeans, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, dress normal. As it relates to how to behave when you get there, you make it 1,000% about her having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Never let her look over her shoulder at you and you look like you're enjoying it more than she is. She's going to remind you of that moment forever. You can't be sitting there getting a massage and getting a dance while she just sitting there staring at you. Nah, you can't do that. You're gonna have a great time because it's both of you guys first time going. To be safe, when you order the wings, make sure you get them well done, plain, with the sauce on the side. You don't want them drowned. You want to actually be able to look at them, assess them, and taste them. Hopefully they're the breaded kind, the nice little, like, you know, breaded ones. And you're gonna have a great time. Please report back to us how much fun you had. But here's a trick I want to teach you. Buy your girl dances while you're getting dances at the same time. If you want to get a dance, don't stagger it. Y'all both be enjoying it at the same time, and make sure you do something special. Make sure you make sure two girls dance for her at once. Make sure she has a great time. Keep us posted how it goes.
I can't add anything to that, but I will say if you're going to go with your girlfriend, just make sure at no single point in time does she ever feel like number two. She always has to feel like number one, whatever that means, whatever it takes, body language, kisses, whatever it takes, just always make sure that she knows that she is number one. And when you guys want to go home, when you leave that establishment, you want to laugh and joke about how much fun you had. What you don't want to do is have to answer any questions or any follow-up questions about what this dancer, that dancer, what you liked or what you didn't like. She is the first priority. She's the only one that's ever going to talk to you again. Those dancers will not. Those dancers will not.
I got a number. I got a 911 check-in that I must say before the end, before we end this topic. You definitely make sure that you stress to anybody that you come in contact with. I don't care if it's security. I don't care if it's valet. I don't care if it's a waitress, waiter, chef, dancer. You make sure they all know that this is my girlfriend. Like, this is not somebody I'm here kicking it with. This is not my homie. We ain't in an open relationship. We ain't here to find one of y'all to be a threesome. Like, this is my girlfriend. You got to make that distinction. Trust me.
And another reason you can't just buy your girlfriend dances, it's your homeboy's birthday. Got to get him some dances, too. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 9580-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. It's a special weekend edition.
Jacob.
Our voicemails are always fueled by Gatorade.
Okay.
What's happening, Darrell Revis? Strip
club etiquette 101. I know it's your boy's boyfriend. I know it's your boy's birthday. But it ain't going to be about his birthday when you at the strip club with your girlfriend. Those things don't go together. I hate to tell you, they don't go
together.
Gotta
get him a dance. Gotta get him a dance. That's the whole reason you're there.
You're gonna get him dances, but your focus is gonna be to make sure she has fun, not he
has
fun.
Always the number one priority. Always the number one priority. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this one.
What's up, Jalen Jacoby? This is Brent from Tacoma, Washington. Look, I got a question, man. This is a boss move or soft move? I was breaking up with my girlfriend. She wanted to kick me out when I was, you know, depleted on my last leg. But she's a stripper, and one of her tricks got her a Gucci handbag, brand new. As I'm leaving, she locked herself in the bathroom on accident. I look up, and it was just shining like a pot of gold. I took it. I'm finna go return it tomorrow and go get that money back with the receipt. Soft move or boss move? Going out on my own terms.
We got two
guns
adult establishments.
Yeah,
he was dating an erotic dancer, which again, they gotta have their own personal lives too. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it takes a confident man to date someone that's an erotic dancer. So shout out to this caller, but you can't steal the purse, dog. You can't steal the Gucci purse and say, I'm fixing to give it back. No, you're not. You're not fixing to give it back. If you were going to give it back, you would have already given it back before you called 985-80-JALEN and called in. Jalen Rose, soft move, boss move, stealing the ex-girlfriend's purse. I'm saying soft move.
So here's where I need you to trust your brothers, Jalen and Jacoby. I need you to trust me on this. There's a word that I live by that's really important to me, other than faith. It's karma. Do not, A, steal from somebody else, and B, never try to get a gift back that you've given someone. That's corny. That's clown behavior. Never try to do that. That will not work in your favor. I promise you. And then here's the other thing that's not going to work in your favor. The public relations, once she tells everybody you did that, that's not going to work in your favor. She's going to let the whole world know that not only did this guy take back something, but he not tried to return it to keep the money. Like, that is all bad. Do not do that. That's a soft move.
It's a soft move. Absolutely. Boss Move, supporting the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, JRLADetroit.com. You don't have to attend the golf outing this weekend to support. Make sure you go to JRLA.com to support. We will be back on Monday live on ESPN from the golf event at 2 p.m. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We are not done.
Got to give the people.